Get ready for a journey into the heart of Bridgeport politics with In Absentia, a new podcast from Connecticut Public's investigative team, The Accountability Project. Learn about the city's past and present political dysfunction and the systems that enable it. Tune in wherever you get your podcasts.
Funding provided by Francisco L. Borges and the Melville Charitable Trust.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. I'm all about making gardening easier and more rewarding. One of the best ways to accomplish both goals is to grow plants in raised beds. Many gardeners are familiar with raised vegetable beds, but you can also plant annual and perennial flowers, herbs, berry bushes, and even small trees in raised beds. Raised beds are perfect for poor quality soil and sandy and clay soils. By raising the beds up, you'll build healthier soil, plant closer together, plant earlier in spring, reduce waterlogged beds, and not compact the soil. Beds should be at least 8 inches tall and not more than 3 to 4 feet wide and as long as you like. I like 8-foot long beds because the wood doesn't warp. 2-inch diameter wooden beds are best for longevity. The most rot-resistant wood is cedar, but for less expensive wood, try hemlock or spruce. They can last more than 10 years before rotting. Avoid pressure-treated woods. You can also use stone, brick, or metal to build your beds. Find a location that's perfect for the plants you'll grow. For vegetables and sun-loving flowers, build a bed where it gets 6 to 8 hours of direct sun a day. For shade-loving veggies and flowers, 3 to 4 hours of sun is fine. Build the bed close to a water source and somewhere where you'll walk by it every day to remember to water, weed, harvest, and care for the bed. You'll produce more flowers and food in a smaller space that's less likely to get run over by kids and dogs because it's raised up. Next week on a Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about dahlias. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.